Atheist Nomads episode 424, Backfire or Backfire.
The podcast you're about to listen to includes cursing and talking about hoo-haws. Please be advised.
Welcome to another episode of Atheist Nomads. I am Dustin, and joining me is Lauren.
Hello.
And we're going to start off with a couple announcements.
All right.
First one, you want to get the t-shirts. And stickers and coffee mugs and other stuff like that. You can find that starting Thursday, the September 15, the day of release.
Yay!
At atheistnomads.com/store.
That is super exciting.
Yep.
Our shirts are in the mail.
Yep, we're getting some samples of it. And next week's episode, we'll have pictures of us modeling those shirts.
We'll sport them for you
on the website. Yep. So this will be awesome if you want to help support us. That's a great way to do it because we get a cut of it.
Yeah.
But also, you know, if you just want to spread the word wearing the shirt or just
go
for it.
Just want a new pajama shirt or new work shirt. Not work shirt, but workout shirt. There you go.
And available in all different styles and sizes, including even onesies for babies.
Oh, little baby atheist nomad.
So that'll be pretty awesome. And of course, if you want to send us feedback, that's always also good.
Yep.
We have the feedback form on the website and also SpeakPipe button. And you can find all that at atheistnomads.com. And there will also be a link to the store on the webpage.
Well. Yeah, I'd hope so.
At release. So, yes. And I should also have that link in the show notes this week. So, that'll be awesome. And hooray!
Yay, this is a long time coming.
Yeah, it's something I've wanted to do for many, many, many years and kept having the, yeah, but we should do, and then, you know, we should do something else. And then all this back and forth and waffling for like 5 years. And then finally started getting harassed by, somebody wanting to do shirts for us.
More like passively reminding you.
Yes. Yes, that is correct. one of the...
And then maybe slightly more aggressively reminding you.
At my request, actually. So definitely not harassing me. but yeah, that's been pretty awesome. One of the representatives from TeePublic, they've been trying to get more podcasters to do merchandise through them, and she was really patient with me over the course of the summer.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yep, kept reminding me at my request. I'd ask for, okay, this month's not going to be good. Try back again. Yeah, dealing with some family issues.
Let me design this shirt. That's what kept...
That was one of the things.
...backing us up. Yeah. I wanted to do a nice designer shirt, and he's like, nah, let's just put the logo on it. It's like, dang it, let me get my hands dirty. Nope. Maybe next time.
Right, and we can always add more designs.
This is true.
Which will give us more opportunities to plug the merchandise store that we now have. The
merch.
And also, just to make
sure
swag. It's incredibly clear, it's not selling out if it's your own merch.
That's true. Very nice. You sell out?
Boy, would I love to sell out.
Right?
Yeah.
If anybody's interested in buying us out, go to atheistnomads.com.
Well, okay.
Sellout.
Not actually sell the show, but, you know, advertising.
Getting
paid to do advertising. Yeah. That's always fine as long as it's not just garbage commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we are.
I just imagine listening to the show and then getting interrupted by a Carl's Jr. ad. Or something like equivalent is like, no, it just doesn't jive.
okay. So we got a tweet from Alan Furkenhoff.
I'm sorry. That last name does sound like a curse word.
As we were packed up and leaving for our final summer vacation at Atheist Nomads, just to let you know that backfiring is a compound word. Backfiring, two separate words, means something different.
I love this so much. English major nerds. Come on, guys.
Alan, thank you for the feedback. And yes, I screwed up. My spell check said that backfiring is one word was wrong, so I listened to it. And as somebody who has been notoriously horrible at spelling my entire
life.
If spell check tells me to fix it, I fix it.
Just god-awful spelling.
The exceptions there are when
his handwriting is just awful, too. It's just terrible, guys.
The exception on the spell check is when it's actually like a academic word based on Greek or Latin, in which case I can handle those just fine. They follow reasonable rules. English does not.
Yeah.
So, Alan, thank you so much for the correction. Yes, I used the wrong word. And this has also sparked a whole nother discussion.
Sparked. See what you did there.
So the backfiring we were talking about last time was like when your car backfires or a gun backfires where it blows up on you.
Blows up in your face. The plan goes awry.
Backfire backwards. Backfire has two words. Is about backburning for a fire.
Yeah, building a backfire or backfiring a fire, wildfire. That's not as commonly used and definitely not colloquially.
Right, but would have been really good to think about that difference or have been thinking about that when we were talking about it last week, because that is exactly what the Satanic Temple is trying to do.
Light a backfire?
Yes.
I see what you did there.
I've had conversations on the show with the interviews we've had in the last year. We've talked to the head of American Atheists. We talked to one of the directors of the Secular Coalition of America. And we've talked to the head of the Satanic Temple. American Atheists has pulled back. They have refocused from dealing with national issues to trying to help local groups.
Okay.
Is that
pulling back or is that more just...
It's a refocusing.
Refining the purpose, I guess.
It's a change in focus.
Yeah.
As far as the national fight for the separation of church and state, which they had been a big part of, they have pulled back.
Not helpful, but okay. I get it.
They had limited resources and decided to focus those where they can make a difference and let others who can do a better job. I think they had some fear that what they were doing was backfiring.
Compound.
The compound word. because American Atheist signs on to a lawsuit with Trump-appointed Christian nationalist judges, they will hold that against that side.
Right. Which is so stupid, but there we go.
So let American Humanist Association, Americans United, Secular Coalition of America, let them handle it.
Okay.
Divide and conquer. While American Atheist focuses more on local stuff. I think in the last year, talked to the head legal counsel for American Humanist Association as well. So we've talked to these people on the show, and yeah, American Humanist Association is just trying to not lose more stuff.
Right.
And Freedom from Religion Foundation as well. We had Lori on in the last year. We've talked to these people that are dealing with these. They're trying to not create bad precedent. That's the big focus right now. If you file a lawsuit that you know you will lose because it's going to go to a Trump-appointed Christian nationalist judge or the current Supreme Court, then it's not worth doing.
I mean, I would argue that
if you create bad precedent,
but yeah,
it is actually then precedent.
It's you can't undo that.
Current precedent is that you shouldn't be doing prayers at high school graduations. Those are a thing that are still happening. If you sue over that, there's the chance that it could get to the Supreme Court and they'd be like, if a student does it, it's fine, or it's just a free speech thing. So
yeah, then you lose that.
And then that's every high school will have prayers instead of a lot.
Yeah.
The Satanic Temple is doing the opposite. They are using the argument that they are trying to use the Christian right's focus on religious liberty against them. It is claiming sincerely held religious beliefs, stuff that most atheists and humanists would agree with. But we just don't consider them to be religious beliefs. Satanists do consider those to be religious beliefs, and as such, they are able to claim that that is their sincerely held beliefs, and that they get protection under RFRA. That is setting a backfire.
Yeah.
It's, and it is a more than reasonable tactic to take right now. Rather than just trying to not have things backfire on you with bad precedent, which means don't pick any fights in the courts at all.
And continue to lose ground anyway.
It just means you lose. Yeah, that you do that and you just lose ground. You're guaranteed to lose ground. Even if you're guaranteed anyway. The Satanic Temple is taking the approach of advancing the argument in their own words to make sure those liberties apply to everyone. That is important, and we absolutely need it.
That is what makes America so great. That, you know, that the laws apply to a Christian, to a Muslim, to a Satanist, to an atheist, all equally, even if the people in charge are obviously biased. Like our governor, who was just at the new Pocatello Temple today. Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard a new one today, by the way.
All right.
Jesus Pogo fucking Christ. I thought that was pretty good. Pogo fucking. I don't even know.
All right.
But that was pretty good.
Yeah. And with this approach, it's currently being, seems to be getting primarily focused on women's reproductive rights, which is getting the most direct attacks right now and has lost almost all ground. So Satanists are trying to push back on that. Right before that, they were focusing on a lot of school proselytizing issues. And I'm sure there's still a fair bit of, they're giving away Bibles at a school. Let's get some satanic coloring books there too.
Yay! I love satanic coloring books.
Those were the fun stories when that was the fight. And now it's getting way more direct with not just pushing free Christian expression, which Christians would claim that not allowing them to distribute Bibles at a school was restricting their religious rights. Banning abortion is forcing your beliefs on somebody else.
Yeah. And the Satanists have... they have that all in their stuff. They've got a whole thing about abortions and women's right to abortion, and it is a religious credence, and they cannot if they're going to claim it's a Christian right to do one thing, then they have to claim that it's a satanic right on the other. Hooray! That's equality under the law. We'll see if it actually goes anywhere, because.
Right.
We just lost a lot of rights. And more to lose.
Yeah. The Johnson Amendment is effectively dead. Roe versus Wade is effectively dead. What's going to be next? Brown versus the Board of Education?
Well, don't say it.
Prayers in classrooms?
You're going to jinx it. It's too late. Been jinxed. Blame Dustin.
There are cases working their way through the courts to try to overturn same-sex marriage.
Yeah.
Like, how much are they going to be able to successfully undo?
Well, depends on how many people vote.
Well, people need to still vote. That won't change what's happening in the courts.
More people need to vote to undo the changes that are happening.
Yes. True. Yes.
I'm thinking future positive. Yes, this stuff is already coming through. This stuff has already happened. Well, how do you undo that? You get the crazies out, for one.
You get out and you vote the whole ticket.
The whole ticket. And yeah.
These are state laws.
And if you can, run. Run for office. So what if you were looked under a microscope? So most of us don't have enough skeletons hidden in our closet to do any damage.
Donald Trump proved that.
Yeah, dude, if he can do it, anybody can.
P-tapes.
So even if your local, you know, political group is looking for names to put on the ballot to beat out the crazy, volunteer your name. Put it on the ballot. You're not going to win, but at least you're showing, you know, some fight.
But even more important than that, we need everyone to vote.
Yeah, no more of this lame-ass excuse of... my vote doesn't matter, or I work. You got to do it. You got to make it happen.
Especially since states are trying to make it.
Especially
Republican leaning states.
Making it impossible.
Trying to make it harder to vote. The Republican leaning now swing states are pushing the hardest on that.
Yeah, gee, I wonder why. Because they see the writing on the wall. They say a whole group of people who can get them out of office, and they're going to do everything they can to take their rights away. Well, we got to stop them now.
And it is, yes, it is always important to vote in the federal elections, but it's the local elections right now are where you get to vote for who's in the state legislature making the laws that are trying to test these precedents, these precedences. And they're also the ones who changes in Supreme Court precedent will leave it up to states to decide what to do. So the more states decide to protect women's rights and the more states that decide to protect church-state separation, the more of the country where that will be preserved. And we need all of the approaches. We need the Satanic Temple trying to create a backfire. We need people voting. We need people to be voting against the crazy and for the preservation of basic rights, basic human rights, and science.
It's science!
Because that's also under direct political attack right now.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Keep an eye on your kids and their teachers and what they're teaching in school. That's a really good, easy way to make a big difference. Keep an eye on the homework. And if your kid says that the teacher says something weird, go for the school board.
And also pay attention to what candidates say about issues like the pandemic and climate change. So, yeah. I used the wrong word last week in the episode title.
I guess you could say it was a word crime.
And I'm glad I did.
That's a really good Weird Al song, by the way, for all you English lit majors.
I've had I've done a little soul searching, you could say, on news stories that we cover, because every so often the tone of the news that I see shifts, and I sometimes start to cross lines that I really don't want to.
Oh.
And the most recent one is kind of got into a little bit of, you know, dancing on the graves of the dead. And that's not something I want to do. Except for in very, very rare cases.
Okay. I see where you're going here. Is it all these Republican memesters dying of COVID?
Evangelical pastors and, yeah, the anti-vax memesters and anti-vax people dying of COVID. There are a lot of them.
There's a lot of them.
There are some of them. And when I read those articles, I really want to dance on their graves. But we're better than that. This one in particular, that was a thing that he did.
Oh.
In the 80s and 90s.
Oh, this guy. He was the HIV and AIDS guy, uh-huh. Right? So he had a show,
uh-huh.
And he would read the names of people who have died of AIDS,
yep.
On the show,
yep.
While playing Another One Bites the Dust in the background.
Yep.
This guy was a dick. Sorry, I'm...
Yeah.
You... Okay, Dustin, don't dance on graves.
Yeah.
You're better than that. You are better than that. I, however... I'm doing a little jig on this guy because he was an asshole. He has been an asshole for a long time. And he made a lot of families hurt. Anyway.
I just need to get that out there.
Okay.
And also as a little bit of not dancing in his grave while still. Oh, that guy is an asshole.
Yeah. Not Another One Bites the Dust, but because Queen should not be used in such manners.
No.
But yeah. What was his name? What was his show? Do you remember the name of the show? His name? Oh, okay.
And I don't remember his name.
The blanky blank show or whatever. Anyway.
He was also a pastor at Denver Bible Church.
Denver. You can do better, Denver.
Hank Kuhneman is a self-proclaimed prophet and pastor who guaranteed numerous times in 2020 that Donald Trump would win re-election. Then, you know, since Trump lost, he has continued to refuse to apologize for that false prophecy.
Okay. Is he one of those guys that thinks it's still going to come true? Because, I mean, even at the Biden protest this weekend, there were people with signs saying Trump won the election.
Yeah, he still thinks it's yeah. So he's actually still doubling down, promising that God will reward those who stand with him and attacking anybody who criticizes him. He said, quote, "We've got 4 months that's going to finish up this year, and God has a certain thing that he promised to do, and he is doing, so don't give up. Don't think that the year is coming to a close and we aren't going to see the hand of God. No, it's going to continue. It's going to be revealed in 2022.
Wait, that's not what he just said.
Well, it's either going to be this year or next.
That's what he just said.
Yeah.
He was like, don't give up. We still have 4 more months, but then it's going to reveal itself in 2022?
Yeah. Well,
come on. You just gave yourself an extra 16 months there. That's not fair.
One of his claims on August 16, 2020 was, quote, God prophesied through this vessel that they would steal the election, end quote. So he was prophesying at that point that the election would be stolen.
Okay.
So he's now prophesying that sometime in the next 16 months, it will be revealed that the election was stolen.
Ah, yes. wait to buffer.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's also saying that, quote, anybody out there, if you are saying the election wasn't stolen, that's the big 45 lie. You need to absolutely get a clue. Yeah, you really do. You're wanting to not believe it on purpose, and that is grievous to God, because God already said ahead of time that this is what they were going to do, end quote.
There's a lot of circular logic here. But I'll totally refuse to believe it.
Yeah, I generally don't, you know.
Of course, if it was eventually revealed that Biden did steal the election, I would say good for him.
Right.
He did what he needed to do to save the fucking country. Jesus Christ. Jesus Pogo fucking Christ.
Yeah, like seriously, this is, he went into, that was absolutely circular logic, that God prophesied, or God gave him a prophecy that they would steal the election. Therefore, God said that they would steal the election. Therefore, if you don't believe him in saying that the election was stolen, then you don't agree with God.
And that's how you give yourself a whole lot of power over people who are dumb enough to believe it.
Assuming you keep people, can keep those people.
Yeah.
It is still my hope that the 30% of the population, roughly, that were the diehard Trump supporters and 10 or 20% that got sucked into QAnon to varying degrees, it is my sincere hope that they, by and large, come to their senses.
I mean, that's what they're hoping we will do. So I guess it's all just perspective.
Except when the big claim is that the election was stolen versus the clear facts of, no, there was no conspiracy to steal the election. There were numerous audits that it confirmed that the election count was accurate.
Yep.
Yeah, I it is my perspective that things happened the way the facts say that they happened.
Yeah.
Bishop Xavier Novell was the youngest Catholic bishop in Spain's history when he was elevated to a bishopric in 2010 at the age of 41.
41 was the youngest bishop?
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
He used his power and, often being viewed as a rising star in the Spanish Catholic Church, to strongly attack abortion and promote gay conversion therapy and conduct exorcisms to assist in gay conversion therapy.
Wow. Jeez. The Exorcist would have been a much more interesting movie if that had been the case.
Actively involved in it.
Okay.
And he also was a little bit controversial for being in support of Catalonian independence.
Oh, getting political here.
Yes. But none of that was as controversial as what happened next when he fell in love.
Aww.
Considering how much he was focused on gay people, it'd be a reasonable assumption that he fell in love with a man, but no.
No bumfuckery was to be had, huh?
Sylvia Caballiel, the psychologist and erotic novelist who wrote erotic books about Satan.
The pen is mightier than the sword.
One of the titles,
especially the sword is Satan's dick,
was The Hell of Gabriel's Lust. And in a blurb for one of her works, it promises that the reader will have a journey into sadism, madness, and lust, and a struggle between good and evil, God and Satan, with a plot to shake one's own values and religious beliefs.
Dude, I want to read this.
Well, apparently it shook Xavier Novell's values and beliefs.
A little fan fiction gone awry.
Now at the age of 52, he has resigned from his position with the church. The Vatican accepted his resignation. He even had to meet with the Pope several times to get that approval to resign, which seems
rather than be backwards. Kicked out in disgrace for having an affair with a woman.
And so now he is free to pursue his love.
That's so sweet and sexy. Good for the bishop. Way to go get some.
He's been quoted.
You bet it doesn't undo all the terrible things he did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's quoted as saying, "I have fallen in love and want to do things properly."
Okay, so he's still going to be a total dick about it. The gay conversion therapy is still probably on his list of things to carry on. But, you know, at least he doesn't have that position of official church power.
Considering he's marrying a... Or at least...
Is in a relationship with?
Considering he is now in a relationship with the divorced woman who writes satanic erotic novels, I'm going to guess all of his previous values.
Gabriel just cannot quell the heat in his loins.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
And so he is now looking for a job as a agronomist. He's a person who studies and specializes in studying and testing soil.
Okay. Soil. Agriculture.
Yeah.
Agronomist. That's cool. It was either that or somebody who was like really into angry stuff. Nominally angry.
Like
passive aggressive. Sorry. Made myself giggle.
Lauren Boebert, U.S. representative from Colorado, spoke at a conference held by the Truth and Liberty Coalition, which aims to, you know, lie and restrict liberty.
Restrict freedom.
Yeah. It's a organization founded by right-wing pastor Andrew Womack.
Oh, God. Okay.
So while she was at Womack's Charis Bible College for the conference, she called on the audience to put faith into action by asking God to remove ungodly leaders in Washington, D.C. and replace them with, quote, righteous men and women of God, end quote.
Okay.
She said, quote, "When we see Biden address the nation and the world and show more contempt and aggravation and aggression towards unvaccinated Americans than he does terrorists, we have a problem. And that's why I have articles of impeachment to impeach Joe Biden, Kamala Harris," end quote.
Impeachment.
Yes. She's announcing an effort to impeach Joe Biden for
having an opinion about anti-vaxxers.
It's probably more taking actual steps to try to end the pandemic.
Yeah, yeah. Been seeing more and more of those panic headlines. You know, can Biden force people to take the vaccine? No, not really. He can technically mandate federal employees,
mm-hmm.
but not big corporations or even small businesses.
He's asking for OSHA to institute a rule.
OSHA, that's right.
That to promote workplace safety, require that your employees be vaccinated or are getting regularly tested for COVID.
Yeah.
That's actually a reasonable way to keep the economy functioning.
We don't want the economy to completely collapse.
Right.
Which it's already almost done, like, twice now.
Which has been...
It's on its third roll.
It's been on the brink of this entire time.
Oh, my God.
For, like, the last 3 years, actually, not just since the pandemic.
Clear! Ka-chunk.
So, yeah, Biden right now is showing more contempt towards the unvaccinated than he is terrorists. That's for good reason. Since the start of the pandemic has killed, 700,000 Americans now? At least over 600,000.
Yeah.
But since January 2020, the pandemic has killed more than 663,000 people in the U.S. alone. And there have been more than 41 million confirmed cases in the U.S. If you want to compare people who are refusing to get vaccinated with terrorists, right now, people who are refusing to get vaccinated have a higher death toll. Now, granted...
Ouch.
Granted, yeah. Most of that 600,000 of those deaths were in 2020. So, okay, let's say 63,000 since. About half of those could have been prevented by vaccination. So 30,000. Compare that to how many people terrorists have killed in the U.S. in the last 20 years.
Oh, I thought we were including the ones the U.S. have killed in other countries. Oh, never mind. That totally resets the whole clock.
That's a different calculation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, if that's not what her concern is, then maybe it's that Biden honored Trump's surrender to the Taliban?
Yep.
Is that the problem? That he inherited an agreement without a plan?
Yeah, that must be it. Nah, it's because the Democrats have a mute button on the president. Mute button.
Oh, and then, of course, Boebert went on to talk about Jesus and faith and how powerful faith is. And, you know, right now, we just need half of...
Powerfully stupid.
We just need people to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
That's it.
Of course, we harp on this every week. But I certainly hope our followers are listeners. I hope our listeners, not followers, our listeners are, vaccinated and masking up, because we can't afford to lose you guys, so, especially the patrons.
Right. Because if you die of COVID, you can't buy a t-shirt or support us on Patreon.
You gotta buy that t-shirt, man. Get that coffee mug. Get the branded dildo or whatever the hell else they have on that shirt.
They don't have dildos.
Oh, no. Okay, no dildos? No. Okay, shirts and coffee mugs and keychains then. Ugh. Now there's a beta test that I would like to see.
That would require marking the store as adult only, and...
I don't see a problem there.
But yeah, right now we have hospitals around the country collapsing. In Idaho, the northern two most health districts are already in crisis standards of care, which means they're rationing healthcare. The rest of the state is right on the verge of that.
Yeah.
It's realistically coming this week in the Treasure Valley. And that means that if you're in a car accident, you may or may not be treated.
Yeah.
It means your chance of dying of anything bad that happens goes up. That sucks.
Yep.
And if people got vaccinated, we could stop this fourth wave and allow hospitals to be able to continue saving as many lives. Well, to continue to save as many lives as possible, which is what the crisis standards of care is all about, is saving as many lives as possible when they don't have the capacity to try and save every life.
Should probably just stop driving, too. Especially the girl that was behind me today, who had her phone up. So it was covering her view on the steering wheel. She was obviously lip syncing to a song and was whipping her hair about and getting cute pictures of herself while driving, and almost ran into me. Like, she missed that I had stopped the stoplight.
Oh.
And like almost hit me. I finally pulled off into the park so that she would go by me, because I did not trust this less than 20-year-old TikToker to drive safely around me. It's like, I cannot afford a wreck right now.
Oh,
go F yourself.
Man. Yeah.
Drive safe, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And feedback, we already had Alan. You can follow him on Twitter at Ferky123. That's Ferky123.
All right.
We also got a message from Dude Man Deuce on Discord. Which, if you want to join our Discord community, you can do so at atheistnomads.com/discord. He wrote, quote, "Half of all the laws out there are to protect idiots," end quote. I'm using this.
Yeah, it is to protect idiots and it is to protect you from idiots. That's the other half.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the glass is never half empty. It's always full. It's full of water and air.
Right.
Well, laws are there to protect you from idiots and to protect the idiots.
Basically,
which side of the line do you fall on?
like every driving law is out there to protect you from somebody doing something stupid, like drinking too much and then driving, or protect you from your own stupidity and, you know, wearing a seatbelt when you get in a car accident. And there's way and more
having insurance because a TikToker is driving right behind you who is not paying attention to the road
and who may not have insurance. And we can't afford a new car right now.
No.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it one more time. Jesus, pogo fucking Christ, people.
But yeah, so anyway, this week's a short episode between a wonderful 4 days of the cabin and the news just being too dark this week. We didn't have much.
Yeah, sometimes it's nice to keep it light.
So, Lauren, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
And remember, not all those who wander are lost.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Atheist Nomads. You can find show notes and contact information at atheistnomads.com. Follow us on Twitter at Atheist Nomads and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/atheistnomads. Please subscribe to the show in iTunes, Stitcher, or your podcatcher of choice. And while you're there, feel free to leave us a review. Theme music is courtesy of Sturdy Fred. Until next time, this has been the Atheist Nomads.